What really am I, actually? And maybe there is sounds going on. Maybe there is emotions arising. There might be a sense of something trying to figure it out how to do this. Again, that's just a kind of answer. Might be something looking for a goal or an endpoint. And we can just allow that to be another type of answer. What does it feel like in your body when you just embrace the question, what really am I? Or what is real? What is actually real? What is reality? If some fear comes up, that's just another kind of answer. We don't need to push it away. Every answer that we can experience to this question is just as valid, just as welcome. We're not going to say that bliss is better than fear, or that peace is better than disturbance. We're just open to experience in this moment. All the ways that life wants to answer this question, all the ways that life wants to allow us to experience the fullness of what we are. There might be some sensations in the body, some sense of opening. Might be aware of some tensions in the muscles somewhere. Might be itches or pain or shivering, or you may feel hot. All of that is just a different type of physical sensation, as a type of answer. Just sitting with this question, what really am I actually? Just a curiosity, I really would like to see what I actually am. And making no effort at all to make that happen. Just the question itself is doing the work here for us in the inquiry. Just the wanting to see, a gentle, inquisitive curiosity. And just allowing whatever answer is coming for you right now. If there's a sense that, mind is saying, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Okay, thank you very much, mind. That's just another answer. It's not the wrong answer and it's not the right answer. If a sense of peace arises, or a deep state, it's just another answer. And we're not going to grab a hold of anything or push anything away at all. And then at some point, as we're just allowing these phenomenal answers, there's going to be some recognition of something that isn't coming and going. Sometimes we experience it as just a blank, empty space where there's no more thoughts or emotions coming. Nothing seems to be happening. That's a kind of answer. Sometimes we might just feel a spaciousness, an emptiness. Something that's just here. Or a deep silence. In which all these other phenomenal answers are arising. And again, when this presents itself at some point, this spaciousness, this not a thingness that we are also, we're not going to grab a hold of that either and say that's the right answer. It's just another answer that's arising in this moment. There is a sense of peace, a sense of spaciousness, a silence or a stillness. And there's also all the phenomenal answers to this question. What really am I actually? And if we just don't try to choose any particular answer, even this spaciousness that opens up, then we're going to find that this kind of non-phenomenal answer just becomes more evident, just kind of moves to the forefront. And maybe the phenomenal answers, thoughts and emotions are just kind of starting to quieten down on their own. That we're not trying to make anything happen. Again, just the openness of this question. What really am I actually? Maybe there's so much more to experience when we just keep including answers. We're not looking for the right answer and trying to eliminate anything from our experience right now. So I can hear the clock ticking. I can feel my body. I can hear these words. All of these are answers to this question. It is a recognition of some spaciousness in which my body and the clock and all of this are appearing. So our inquiry becomes this kind of open-ended, ever-deepening experience of this moment of our self. All the ways that we are appearing, all the shapes and forms and names, and all the recognition of the formless spaciousness, the awareness that is in the background and moving to the foreground. That spaciousness, that beingness, may not feel amazing at first. It may just feel like just emptiness, like nothing is actually occurring there. It probably won't be all that exciting at first. We're just allowing that to be present as an answer to this question. In this way, self-inquiry can become something that we are just being rather than something that we're doing as a means to an end. Something that we are just experiencing and ongoing. And even when our body is moving around and we're interacting with other beings, the phenomenal answers will be changing. Other beings coming into our experience will be answers to this question. Other experiences, other physical locations will be answers. And it's a question, the openness that's really allowing us to dive deeper into the fullness of this moment. What really am I actually? And whatever answer we experience, no matter how beautiful that may be, we're just fostering this kind of inquiry, this sense of curiosity. And never concluding that we've found the right answer. In fact, enjoying how it feels to just not know what you actually are, to be experiencing it directly. All the ways that you can appear as all of this. And the empty spaciousness, the intelligent sentience itself, in which all this is appearing to be. We can never get to the end of this inquiry. We can only ever be experiencing a deepening of this inquiry. And very soon you'll fall in love with how it feels to be living as this question, living as this question mark that I don't really know, and it's okay that I don't know, and it's okay to actually find out and experience. That we don't have to form some final conclusion. Right now, you are all the ways that you're appearing in your experience, human body, thoughts, emotions, furniture in the room itself, the place you're sitting in, these words, everyone else on this satsang, and the spaciousness, the formless awareness in which all of this is appearing. The shapes that you're taking will continue to change continuously. And the formlessness in which those are arising will continuously be present. It's recognizing how it feels in your body too when you're open with this question. What really am I actually? There is this phenomenal answers to this question, the coming and going answers. And then there is this moment in which the question is being asked. This moment is a non-phenomenal answer, it's a formlessness appearing. Neither one of those is better than the other. We're not saying even that the formlessness is the right answer or the better answer. We're just open to experience all of the answers to this question. And naturally, just the question itself, the spirit of curiosity and inquiry, is just allowing us to explore the deeper aspects of this moment, of this experience of our real self. That maybe we've only ever suffered because we've been grabbing a hold of a couple of answers to this question, some thoughts or some emotions about ourselves. There is so much more to explore when we don't stop at any particular answer, no matter how beautiful or ugly we experience it to be. What if there was no answer that you could reject about yourself? No way that you say, I should not appear this way, I should not be that emotion, I should not be those thoughts. And they were just another way that you are appearing in this moment, that life is answering this question of what you actually are. Just living with this question gently, wherever you go, taking it with you, exploring all the ways that you can appear as you move through your experience, your life. And just letting go of the need to find the right answer to this question. There's only the right answer right now. And then that answer will change in the next moment. Is there any need then for a finish line? Or can your life be the experiential answer to this question? What really am I? What is real, actually? After a while of falling in love with the question, the openness of the question, how it feels in your mind, in your body, in your emotions, to be open, to not know what you are. You'll fall in love with this. You won't even want to know. And that's what the awakened beings, the great beings of the past have done. They've just fallen in love with not knowing and actually experiencing in this moment. And that also includes mind, it also includes emotions, also includes experiences. It's inclusive of every single way that you're showing up in this moment already. Self-inquiry then is just a very simple thing, asking this question and just noticing all the ways that we are receiving an answer to that question. Not closing off to any particular way at all. What is it like to experience the fullness of this moment? And then to eventually just it becomes a habit to live from this question, from the openness, from the curiosity. That we can experience life in two ways. We can either experience our projections and assumptions about what is real, about what we are, or we can actually experience ourselves in this moment. All the ways that you're showing up phenomenally, and that formless spaciousness in which all of that is appearing. One is constantly changing answers, the other is always the same. And they really are the same one, viewed two different ways. Self-inquiry then is no longer something that we're trying to do to get to a final answer. But it can become an ongoing inquiry, an ever deepening experience of reality, and never getting to the end, and never assuming or concluding that I know now what I am. Of course, you'll have those epiphanies, those revelations, those aha moments, deeper seeings. The very next moment, there is an even better answer waiting, even higher, even deeper experience of this moment. No matter how beautiful your experience becomes, you can always experience more. And it becomes a way of being rather than something we're doing. It becomes a looking and a seeing and an experiencing rather than a trying to figure out. And instead of trying to remove things from our experience and go straight to the formlessness, we can just include all the phenomenal answers, not rejecting any particular one. Naturally, in doing so, that openness will make the formlessness evident, the awareness, the beingness, the consciousness, the presence that you really are. So I hope you've enjoyed this exploration into what self-inquiry can actually be. And maybe you are changing your mind about how beautiful a thing it can be. And really, there is no difference between meditation and self-inquiry. Self-inquiry becomes a kind of meditation on the reality of the self, of what I am. That whichever way, through meditation or self-inquiry or contemplation, as we'll do in the next satsang, it takes us to this same open space of consciousness, reality. and all the ways that that reality that you are appearing to be, all the things that you are appearing as, all the shapes that you're making. If you just fall in love with the question more than any particular answer, you're going to have a very different experience of life to most human beings. You're going to be experiencing life on a much more profound, intimate level than most human beings can. I'd really like you to make friends with self-inquiry again and to experience its beautiful simplicity. And I hope that you've experienced that with me today. Okay.